Welcome to the program today. My name is Keith Smith. I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School in La Mirada, and we're glad you've joined us here at Solid Ground. And Pastor Brian wraps up this week's study entitled Principles of Faith as he goes verse by verse through Joshua chapter 3, verses 11 through 17. So let's go to Pastor Brian Parrish from the pulpit of Calvary Chapel, La Mirada.
This last principle I'd like to draw out from verse 16 and 17 is you must step out. You must step out in faith. Faith has to be activated, amen? And that's not by sitting in the church, you know, hoping something's going to happen. We need to put our lives at risk. We need to put ourselves out there and see the power of God work. And that's what the Lord called these people to do, to follow the work that God was doing. Verse 16 says, when they did this, that the waters which came down from upstream stood still and rose in a heap very far away at Adam in the city beside Zaratan. So the waters that went down into the Sea of Arabah, the Salt Sea, failed and were cut off, and the people crossed over opposite Jericho. It's interesting. They're bringing them right to the place. They're going to have a victory next. God's leading them. Then the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over on the dry ground until the people had crossed completely over the Jordan. So evidently, they went in, they stepped, put their feet in the water, parted, then they went into the middle of the Jordan. And that says that the waters went up in a heap, so it was like these walls of water, and who knows how high they were, but they had to stand there as the people were walking across, and the people had to take a step of faith and say, well, this is the way the Lord's leading, let's go for it. Looking at that water, hoping it's not going to break down on them, or, you know, the priests had to wait till everyone crossed over. So they had to put themselves at a degree of risk here. It was a limited risk, of course, because God was working. And God's not the type of God that parts the Jordan and says, all right, let's everyone get in there. Now, close it on them. He's going to hold it back till every person makes it across. And one of the things that I've been learning, you know, about ministry and about God's kingdom is that if God's kingdom is going to be furthered, it's going to require people stepping out in faith. And that stepping out in faith often is beyond our set of circumstances, beyond our abilities to handle, beyond the resources that we have to bring to that situation. For example, about this time last year, the Lord began to stir my heart with the area of the Fiesta de Libertad that we should invite more churches to get involved. We should have outreaches all during the week there in Tijuana and, seek to have some more musicians to be brought in. We didn't have a penny at that time for the crusade. The only church that was involved was Calvary Chapel La Mirada, and I didn't know how the Lord was going to work it out. But as we took that step of faith, the Lord began to bring people to us because we didn't know who to ask, how to get news to them, if they even wanted to participate, but God brought the word. And one of the ways that God prepared is that Youth with a Mission has a base there in Tijuana, and they got 100 people ready to labor all that week there in Tijuana with the crusade. Some churches in Modesto found out about it, and they sent teams down to another church from Central California. We didn't tell these people. God brought the word out. God put a vision in our heart. We took a step out in faith. God provided for everything that we needed, all the resources. And when Mark tells you some of the stories, it'll just kind of blow your minds. Mark was on the radio 3 times this week as they interviewed him about the crusade on secular radio as well. They asked him, why is this free? We don't understand. You know, why are you doing this? I mean, what an opportunity for the gospel. So you can't plan those things. You step out in faith and God brings it together. One of the brothers that was down there that was working with us, he said to me, hey, when you step out in evangelism, there's always the gold coin in the fish's mouth there. God always provides. Whatever you need, he's going to provide. But it takes a step of faith, say, let's go this way, and God needs to bring these things together. And the reason why is, if you think of God's kingdom, it's not a political kingdom. It's not human. It's not a physical kingdom. And it's not going to be moved forward by physical means. It's going to be moved forward by spiritual means. It's going to require the power of God to touch people's lives. That's the only way God's kingdom is furthered, is when his power is introduced into the situation. And I don't have that power. I don't have that ability. I have to look to the one that does, and he supplies the energy, the life, the power to further his work. So it's always going to require faith. And God's always going to put you in a situation where you just say, I can't do this, or how's this going to work out? It's going to be beyond you. And if you're going to be a person that God's going to use, God's going to ask you to do the things that you can't do and don't have the resources to, because it's not human power that he's looking for. We access the power of God through faith. I want to close with one passage of scripture of an example of this. Hopefully this will encourage you, from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9. And this is where a father brought his son to the disciples, and they couldn't cast a demon out of this boy or bring healing to him. This is in Mark 9, verses 14 through 29. But I want you to pick it up at verse 20. It says, "And they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, 'How long has this been happening to him?' And he said, 'From childhood. And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you could do anything, have compassion on us and help us.'" Look at Jesus' response. Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." So here's a situation. If you're a parent and your child is possessed by a demon, being convulsed and trying to commit suicide by throwing himself in the fire, and you're bringing him to Jesus, you obviously want him to help, don't you? And he says, "If you could do anything, help." Jesus puts it back on him. It's not a matter of me being able to do anything. Jesus knows that he can. He says, "But if you could believe, all things are possible." Jesus could have instantly healed that boy just like that right now, apart from this man's faith. But so often, I can't say every time, because you can't, you know, bind God. He does what he wants. But the majority of the time, God places it on us, and he says, "You need to walk by faith if you want to see the power of God released into your life. And if you could believe, all things are possible." The Lord could have simply just healed this boy. That would have been the end. The Lord wanted to teach, I believe, a much more important than just his compassion upon people, but this importance of faith. So he comes to Jesus, "If you could do anything, help us, have compassion upon us." And Jesus says, that's not the issue. The issue is, do you believe? And if you believe, all things are possible. And the Lord often puts that responsibility back on us. And I'm telling you, if you want to legitimately be used in God's kingdom, if you want any real, genuine, abiding fruit that is really for the glory of God and furthers God's kingdom, it's going to require faith on your part, because that's where the power of God comes through your life. And if you don't walk by faith, you may see what looks on the surface to be ministry and impact, but it's really not God's kingdom pressing forward against the forces of darkness and coming in and taking possession of people's lives and bringing ministry and fruit that would be abiding, fruit that would last for the glory of God. So if you want to be used by the Lord, faith is mandatory. You need to step out. As you step out in faith, you'll see the power of God bring situations together. I'm already thinking about the next year's crusade. I already told Mark, even in the beginning of the week, in my heart, I think we need to do a Sunday night. We need to add another night to the crusade and get more of the churches involved in Tijuana. Have it more of a church night as well, and gather together. How are we going to do that? Is the bull ring available? I have no idea. God will make it available. What about the finances? Well, there's a fish somewhere that we're going to find. It's going to have a gold coin down over here at Huntington Beach. We're going to go. God's going to provide. We're looking to him. I'm not looking at the set of circumstances. I'm looking to the Lord. I'm not going to let the situation that we experience as a church to diminish faith. We suffer to disappointments. But you know what? Faith, God will always honor. God will always bless our trust and confidence in him. He's going to do something to that situation. So I'm not going to let that cloud, when I know the Bible to be true, that God delights in faith and it blesses his heart. So I'm going to continue to take steps of faith. We as a church, we must. And we're going to see God work and establish his kingdom with authority and power. We're not here for church. We're here for the Lord. We're here for his kingdom and power to be established and touch people's lives. And he's going to require of us to believe that all things are possible.